What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 212 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled The Next Right Thing. Welcome back to episode 212 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled The Next Right Thing. I want to give a big welcome to my friends in recovery from the U.S., South Africa, and Australia for their participation in this group. As before, I'll be keeping them anonymous, but I'll be saying their answers as if we're having a live group meeting. So guys, here's the quote for today's podcast. You can't do the next right thing if you always ignore this moment's right thing. Ben, you want to get us started today? Sure, David. You can't do the next right thing if you always ignore this moment's right thing. That's good. I like that a lot. Over and over again lately, I've been hearing about enjoying living in the moment. Conversely, in the same thought, I've heard that the thieves of enjoying this moment are worrying and wondering about future moments or regretting and overthinking about the past moments that are already over. So by default, I believe that we throw away wisdom to do the next right thing by not enjoying this current moment we are in, by either living with regret over the past or anxiety about the future. I think it's good to be a planner and good to learn from our past, but we don't need to live there. For us, I think it's wise to do our best to live in this present moment, even to scale it down by focusing on breathing in and breathing out, maybe even saying present moment as we breathe, and then saying wonderful moment as we breathe out. Until we get our bearings, I think that it's the anxious rush of the future and the unhealthy regret of the past that causes us to make unwise decisions. If we could just slow down a little bit and think from this present moment, we would avoid a lot of potholes, I believe. That's just my two cents. Awesome two cents, Ben. It spends well here. It's so important for each of us to know what the thieves are that steal our joy and our peace in this present moment. And I like that, breathing in and breathing out and being able to just say present moment as we breathe in and wonderful moment as we breathe out. Good thought, Ben. Charlie, what do you think of this quote? David, being taught to do the next right thing over and over again by my sponsor, Eric, saved me from myself countless times. In early recovery, I couldn't see the next right thing often. I was too happy to feed the anger. But I made a 10th step call as I was taught, talked it out, got to the root cause, and prayed it away time and time again until I came to understand. Doing the next right thing feels good, pleases God, and helps keep me sober and sane. I need all the help I can get with this one, but now I know that my help comes from God. I hit my knees and pray. Follow Him to the next right thing. Thanks, Charlie. That's a great reminder for us to stay in touch with our higher power, our source of peace inside, and follow that to the next right thing. Eddie, how about your thoughts on this topic? Well, David, my understanding of the next right thing is that you can't do it right now. If you can't commit now, if you can't stop addiction now, if you can't stop hurting or disappointing your family now, the likelihood of you getting it right later is probably not going to happen. Chances are that not having the courage or strength to do what needs to be done now, you might never be presented with that opportunity ever again. Shaw, good stuff, Eddie. We all need to focus on finding the courage in the now if we're going to take advantage of the opportunity while it's here. Dante, what do you think about this topic? David, when I was in a deep struggle with my addiction, I was never encouraged to stop until God got a hold of me. So continually ignoring the right thing was just a basic fact of who I was. But when God gets a hold of us, he gives us a new name, a new identity, and his grace is sufficient to carry out the necessary things in us, to do the right thing outside of us, and in doing so, no longer live in shame or think it's something that we can't do just because of who we once were. I went from being abandoned to adopted, alone to comforted, ashamed of myself to trust in who my God is because he has conquered the sin in my life to the death and resurrection of his Son. To God be the glory and power. So yeah, I can do the next right thing. Amen to that, Dante. Thanks for the testimony. Harry, what are your thoughts? David, this quote speaks about dealing with present issues first before taking on something else. If you ignore the present issues, you will struggle to manage them in the future. Neglecting important issues now will impact you negatively in the future. That's so true, Harry, and a key point, short and sweet. We can't move forward if we constantly ignore or neglect today's important issues. And it's so important to have sponsors, support people, to remind us of what's important today because we're the ones ignoring or neglecting them. Good word, Harry. Freddie, would you like to close this out today? Sure, David. I believe this quote speaks to what I learned in the 12 steps, especially steps 10 and 12. Step 10 says, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 12 says, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. These steps remind me that it's much easier to do a daily inventory if you want to stay on the right spiritual path. And for me personally, I say the seven-step prayer often. That is, I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. It was a relief hearing that I am not the only one who suffers from the disease of more. Several years ago, I could have easily relapsed because of my excessiveness, my desire for more, and then my dishonesty. I accumulated major debt shopping and was hiding it from my wife. Thanks to friends in the program, I came clean with my wife and continue to pay back the debt. True recovery leads me away from these defects and offers a chance to become the best version of myself. Amplifying the positive is always better than the fear and guilt of defects. Good word. Thanks so much, Freddie. I like how you tied in doing the next right thing to the steps there and how it ties into our defects of character. That, you know, if we can't do the next right thing, if we focus on some character issues that we're still struggling with, we can find the answers there. Thank you to all you guys for your input and wisdom on this episode on how to do the next right thing. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you were saying that's me as you listened, if you find yourself struggling with doing the next right thing, I'd like to encourage you to reach out and join a group. If you don't have access to this, message me in the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com or go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. I'll do my best to hook you up with people who can talk to you, people who have the same backgrounds and understand your struggle to do the next right thing. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay resilient.